The Philippines has had an up and down relationship with China for nearly a decade. That started when China began encroaching in the South China Sea and taking over territory previously controlled or claimed by other countries, including the Philippines.
And in 2012, the Chinese seized Scarborough Shoal, which is about 140 nautical miles north of Luzon Island.
Murray Hebert is a Southeast Asia expert at the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
Filipinos considered that a pretty big loss and then took a case to the UN Arbitral Tribunal in The Hague. Tribunal ruled on that, said that China really did not have rights to claim 80% of the South China Sea. Many of the issues that the Philippines raised were ruled in favor of the Philippines.
But in many ways, it was a hollow victory. After the ruling, China cut a $1 billion banana trade program with the Philippines. Chinese tourists were not allowed to visit the Philippines, and China ended its infrastructure and development programs there.
Duterte felt that the Aquino government was too hostile, and it resulted in loss of aid, infrastructure help, and that kind of stuff.
So a few months after Duterte took office last year, he visited China and made a promise.
He would put the ruling in his pocket, meaning he would not flaunt it in the face of the Chinese. And he was going to begin a separation.
I announce my separation from the United States, both the military but economics also.
And on that trip, the Chinese companies signed $24 billion worth of contracts for construction of infrastructure.
But Duterte's ambitions toward China may be stymied by political realities. Antonio Lavinia is the dean of the Ateneo School of Government in Manila. He's a former undersecretary of the Filipino Department of Environment and Natural Resources. He says Duterte actually hasn't followed through on his promise to separate from the United States.
Because there's no support for that in the government. There's no support for that in the Department of Foreign Affairs. There's no support for that in the military. And there's no support for that among the citizens of the country.
So even though Duterte says things like,
I've seen America and it's lousy,
his military officers are saying things like,
it has a good relationship as far as the military is concerned.
That's Major Ezra Balogti, the chief public information officer of the Eastern Mindanao Command. He says the Filipino military still has a strong relationship with the U.S. military.
Some of our troops and officers are still going to the United States to undergo training.
Murray Hebert says Filipino generals see things more pragmatically.
They recognize that if push comes to shove, as we're seeing in Mindanao, the U.S. has things to provide, and China really, they haven't got any interoperability with the military in China. So Duterte has said publicly, you know, my generals tell me we have to keep cooperating with the U.S. They have a lot to offer us, and so we're going to keep cooperating with the U.S.
For the United States, providing assistance in defeating ISIS in Marawi and continuing joint military exercises accomplishes two goals. First, stopping the spread of ISIS in Southeast Asia. And second, reaffirming U.S. authority in the region. But on Mindanao, some of those affected by the conflict are leery of accepting foreign aid from the United States. Among them, Samira Ali Gutok. She's a former assemblywoman in Mindanao.
My issue is really what's the interest of the U.S. in the Marawi. There's an issue of military properties. The fear by civilians is, if it's martial law, would the military take over our lands?
After so many years of being taken advantage of, she says, Filipinos have learned to look for the strings attached to any gifts.